Okay, Perek Yud Beis. The Perek Yud Beis over here says Hashem b'shagya diburei tefilim in hashamayim. I hope that's your Perek Yud Beis. It's Yud Aleph in the other one. Okay, let's say it. So in this Perek, either Perek Yud Beis or Yud Aleph, depending which edition you have, in this Perek, Hashem b'shagya diburei tefilim in hashamayim, it's a very, very, very big yesod in his Bordus and Kute Maran and Svama Kedoshim, that even regular people like us, on a certain level, even regular people are able to speak Diburim that are coming through Hashem and from Hashem. I mean, every single Shemoneh Esrei, where you begin with the words Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, Hashem opened my lips, right? Ufi Agiti Lasecha, so my mouth will be able to speak your praises. But in this form, this is understood to be much, much more significant than just some help from above to daven, to inspire us to daven. Remember that we're learning about the difficulties that we have when it comes to Hizbodus. It's difficult for us to speak. We're not used to this. It's hard. And that's what we're talking about in the last parak. And this parak begins with part of a Torah. I'll do a little bit more of the Torah afterwards. Part of a Torah in Likutei Moran, Kufnun Vav, in Likutei Moran, Kufnun Vav. Rabbi Nachman teaches, Ma shemedabrim beinu levein kono, hu b'chinas ruach hakodesh. This is how the Torah begins, Kufnun Vav, with an astonishing statement, that when a person is speaking, Ma shemedabrim beinu levein kono, when somebody is speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not davening from the Siddur. Those are the words of the great tzaddikim from the past. But mashamadavim ben levein kainai, that when a person is trying to talk to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, mashamadavim ben levein kainai, hu bechinas ruach hakodesh. It's a certain bechina, it's a certain aspect of ruach hakodesh, a certain aspect of ruach hakodesh. When you and I are speaking to Hashem sincerely, we're trying to speak to Hashem, we're not on our own. Hashem helps us to articulate. Hashem helps us to talk about what's in our hearts and what's on our minds. Kamasha Kosov, as it says, we've been saying throughout the entire time of Elul and Yontif, that David Melech says, L'cha amar libi. To you my heart says, L'cha amar libi. And Rashi says, Kapirish Rashi, L'cha is b'shvilcha. I want to speak to you b'shvilcha, for your sake. In other words, I want to speak to you u'b'shlichuscha. For your sake, my heart is speaking u'b'shlichuscha. Rashi says, b'shlichuscha. Hashem has sent my heart, Omar li libi. My heart is telling me certain things because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent me these things to say. I want to say them. They're hidden someplace in my mind and in my heart, but I'm not there, but I want to. So I'm here. I've come to Hizbodus, but I can't open my mouth. L'cho amar libi. So Rashi says, b'shlichuscha, that Hashem is sending words into my mouth. B'shlichuscha amar into my heart. B'shlichuscha amar li libi. Shekol advarm shalev omer, all that which the heart tells a person, all that which is truly in a person's heart, which is really sincere. Shekol advarm shalev omer, heim divrei Hashem isbarach mamish. Divrei Hashem isbarach mamish, the mamish Hashem's words. Vibechinas ruach hakodesh. Rabbi Nachman says this is an aspect of ruach hakodesh. V'tzarach lechadesh tamid. And therefore, a person must always try to start again. To come up with new words of tefillah, of reaching out to Hashem. In order to be worthy of Hashem speaking to us through our hearts, through our efforts that we're making to talk to Him in a sincere way, one has to have tahara salev. What's needed is tahara salev. A purity, a pureness of heart. And then a person will find that he's able to come up with words that he didn't even know. He didn't even know. Every Rebbe, every teacher of Torah knows that oftentimes what happens is that you don't really have the words to explain something. And in the schus of those who have come to learn, that Hashem sends you words that you didn't think of, you didn't plan, you didn't really even know. And Hashem sends words. In the schus of those who are coming to learn, Hashem sends words. So there's a bechina of Ruach HaKodesh, there's an aspect of Ruach HaKodesh, that when a person wants to talk to Hashem, and there are certain emotions that are there, but he doesn't know how, he can't bring them out. If he's a person who's pure-hearted, we'll talk about that a little bit more, then he will find that Hashem speaks to him, Hashem speaks through him, and gives the person the ability to communicate to Hashem, to speak these words to Hashem. Words that you didn't even know you had. Diburim chadashim. Shubachinus ruach hakodesh. Was a bechina of ruach hakodesh. Now in a minute I'll read you a little bit what's in the three dots that he didn't bring down over here. In a minute. So Rav Carmel explains, achas ha-menias ha-gedolus l'kaimes atzas ha-esbardus he had diburim. One of the great obstacles in carrying out this etzah of his bordus is diburim. We just don't have the words. Odom margish shenelamti dumia. He feels that he's mute. He can't express himself. Eini yochel adav. I just eini peladav. I don't have what to say. Lefomim dvarv heim divrei pichacham chein. Sometimes he says very good things. Divrei Pichacham Chen is from Mishlei. He says things of wisdom and good things. Avlu Chayzor Leim Pamim Rabos, and he repeats these words. He repeats these words over and over. V'Omid V'Toma V'Chikama Pamim Evshalach Sol Esadav V'Shuv V'Shuv. But then he wonders. At some point, he begins to feel that he's just repeating himself. In other words, he's just imitating himself. These are not sincere words. He said some good words. He had a successful time of his bodhus. And he was able to express himself. And now he doesn't have anything new. So he's just imitating himself. He's just repeating things that he has said in the past. But there's nothing new that is able to come out. Sometimes it's very hard to express with one's lips, with one's mouth, the feelings of the heart. As haritzaynus haamukim, those deep things that the person wants, hanimtzayim b'talumai slev, that are found in the hidden part of one's heart, which the person himself doesn't even know. He knows there's something there, but he can't express it. He can't talk about it. Ragosha salevi she'en kan kol to'elas, and the feeling that the person has is that nothing's going to help. She'halev lo niftach, the heart is simply not opening. Hadiburim heim bebchinas bisfosav kibduni v'libo rachak bimen. Like it says in Pasuk, you feel yourself saying words that are not coming from the heart. I'm speaking with my lips, v'libo rachak bimen, but my heart is very, very far away. I know there are deeper things, there are deeper emotions and deeper needs and so on that are within my heart, that are there within my heart. But the things that I'm saying are not expressing those deeper feelings. I'm just saying things that are far, far, far from what I'm feeling in my heart. Heim chitzonia. And the words that I'm saying are words of chitzonias. This also happens, of course, in the communication between friends or husband and a wife, where one is saying, no, I have these deep feelings. He says, well, how come you don't share them with you? How come you don't express them to me? I don't know how. I can't. So the words come out in a way of chitzonius. They come out very shallow. Me'asofa v'lachutz. Just from the lips, but not from the heart. L'famim ha'diburim yaitzim v'ofen mibulbal. Sometimes the words come out in a very, very, in a very confusing way. Very mixed up. Hem lo sedurim b'fiv, not clear in his mouth. Nuhumagya sheke'en gibuve ha'shivre dvarim yaitzim mipiv. And he feels like they're just pieces of something coming out. Just shards or pieces or crumbs of feelings or thoughts, but nothing that's really being expressed clearly. These experiences which happen all the time could very easily bring the person to the conclusion that this eitza of his bodhidus from Rabbi Nachman and all of the earlier tzaddikim, that this eitza doesn't work for him. Doesn't apply to him. It works for other people, but it doesn't work for me. I can't do it. I'm not good at it. Empathy. The truth is, Shagam, Imla Yagila Maskanazu, even if a person doesn't give up and doesn't come to this conclusion, it's very hard to sit for an hour. Or even less than that, kol yom, every day, b'li diburim chadashim, with nothing new to say, just to say over the same old stuff. Now, with the siddur, in regular davening, so people go like that their entire lives because they're not expected to come up with any new diburim. And they don't feel, unless it's somebody with a lot of yashamayim, the person doesn't feel an urgency to say something which is deep or meaningful or authentic. Anyway, these are not my words. These are somebody else's words. So one can go year after year after year, just repeating those words that are in the siddur. But here, somebody's coming for his bodhidus. And when it comes to his bodhidus, the whole point of his bodhidus is chidushim, of what's going on now, today. What's happening with you? And he's saying the same words. So now his bodhis has become like Ashrei. His bodhis has become like Aleinu. This is a very common problem. Look at the halachas. Rabbi Nosson explains, why is it so hard to be able to pour out your feelings? Why is it so hard? There are many, many things that are inside of you, many things that you have in your heart and on your mind, enough that would keep you busy for his bodhis for the rest of your life. But when you're standing there and it's time for his bodhis, you're silent, you're mute, you can't speak. It's obviously an asiba gashmis great. It's not just because, let's say, you're not particularly expressive. It's not just because of that. And it's the same thing when you have a situation with a husband and wife, which is very, very common. Usually the situation is that the husband doesn't express himself and the wife is very, very frustrated. And the husband says, no, I do care. I do love you and so on. But my only problem is with my speaking. And the wife understands that that's not the only problem, that you're not particularly expressive. The same way when, it's an interesting thing when you have people that, all and I know that there are people, we've seen this, there are people that when they're not in shul, they never stop, when they're not in shul, rather, they're very reserved and they don't have much to say. But the second they step into shul, they become so laboric and have things to say. It's a strange thing. Otherwise, people who are normally quiet and reserved, the second they step into shul, this is a place of diburim. This is a place to speak. It is a place to speak, but tokach baruch. But there's this discomfort. And therefore, you have people, the second they walk into shul, you have some people even before they get into the shul, they're already talking in the hallway. That's a certain madrega of walking into the shul, like into a bar. Already, I'm here. But yet the same person can sit with his wife. She's saying, "Zuk Epis, you have anything to say?" No. How's your day? No. How's your life? No. Say. Anything more to talk about? No, no. That's already double. So, and he says, she says, I can't stand this anymore. This is not how people should live with each other. It's not a marriage. And he says, it's not because I don't care. It's because I just have a problem I have a problem speaking. And she says, you have a problem speaking? She hears him talking. She looks in from the women's section. The whole Shachas Musaf Mincha Maariv. He's talking. He says, nah, that's just Stam. That's the guy. So she says, okay, talk to me. Other Rabbi, talk to me about Stam. What do you want to talk about? No. So she understands that it's not just about articulation or expression, but somehow there's something wrong. There is something wrong. And it's something which is deeper. It's not just a matter of being a person who's expressive or not expressive. It's something else. It's the same thing with the Kodesh Baruch. Of course, nuances, infinite nuances, but the Yesod HaDover is the same Yesod. Ki alo dover hu. Yochel odom l'shevus b'sichas mireim shoa v'shatayim v'adibur m'shofim imenu. Exactly what I'm explaining now. You can sit with your friends, and you have plenty of words and it comes out. You're sitting with a therapist and you got your 45 minutes for whatever it is, $300. You got 45 minutes. Maybe if Hashem would charge for his part of this, if you had to pay, when you come to his part of this, you have to bring your credit card. Then you'd have what to say. Right? So you can sit there by the therapist and then you're telling over your whole, you're pouring out your kishkas. And the therapist says, ding, so sorry. No, but I'm about, oh, your time is up. Next person, come in. Yeah, I'm in the middle of my whole presentation. And that same person comes home and the wife says, present. I'm all yours, go ahead. Let me hear what's on your mind, what's on your heart. No, no. Why is that? It's an interesting thing. There are a couple of billion people that are in these situations. I'm not talking about every now and then. And it's got sometimes the other way. There's Zach in the cave, and the cave is Zach. It's the same thing. It's a simon of something else. What that is exactly, it's not Poshet. But there are Diburim, and it's not untrue that there are emotions, there are feelings. It's not untrue. But what's in the way? So this is the part of the three dots, really, that he didn't bring down. So I'll read to you in a second from Rabbi Nachman. But he talks about it. You could sit with your friends and talk for hours. Lifreik is hamasa harayvitzalov, estakel milula, pisam hu niya bebchinas, he knows you have plenty of words that are pouring out, but pisam hu niya bebchinas ainli peladab, but then all of a sudden it comes to this body, this, like, he has nothing to say. If you talk in regular davening and shul, you could talk. He talks with his friends. He could talk all kinds of things, but then when it comes to his brothers, near a ke'ilu ma'isi baldaru, it looks like it's coming from the other side, from the satan. There's such a thing that all of a sudden the person who's normally very talkative can't talk when it comes to his brothers. The same person who always has chidushim, he's always got to tell the latest, you know, thing in what happened to today's statistic, you know, with the, you know, how many people died from corona this morning. He's always the first one to announce the latest reports and the latest news. Did you hear what happened there to so? Did you hear what did this? Always has dibur. He's filled with chidushim. But when it comes to talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the main problem, of course, is neshegeder ha'odam hu medaver. The human being is, by definition, a medaver. That's how we're defined, as speaking beings. Domeim, tzomeach, chai, medaver. They're inanimate things, and there are plants, or animals, and human beings are speaking beings. And that's what distinguishes us from animals, that we can express ourselves, we can speak. Achish Adam Chayte, and this is the three dots that he didn't bring down the Lashon of Rabbi Nachman, which I'll read to you. Achish Adam Chayte, when a person's life is filled with chayt, with sin. And a person, Chalila, spends his life living like a behemah. Ma'abeitu is Madrega Samadabra Shalai. Ibn Asin says this. He loses the Madrega of being a Madaber. An animal can't express itself. A human being can express himself. When a person is no longer a human being and he lives his life like a behemah, like an animal, it affects his ability to speak, not to speak to friends, not to speak an Irish guy, but stam, but to speak dvarim hayoytzim and halev to Hashem, to a husband, to a wife, dvarim hayoytzim and halev. Why? Because the heart has been polluted, and as a result of that, the koach hadibur has been downgraded from a human being to a behemah. And a behemah can't talk. Unless it's Mr. Ed. A behemah can't. Maishik, thanks. Yes. A behemah can't talk. And a behemah can't talk. So a person's downgraded from a human being to an animal. The union of a human being is to communicate. Again, it means to communicate choshev adibur. The animal can't talk. And what causes that shift from an Adam to a behemah is chayt, is when a person's act, when a person conducts himself like a behemah, he behaves like a behemah. The advantage of a human being over an animal is koach hadibur. But when a person behaves like an animal, he loses that edge, he loses that advantage. So a cow goes moo, and this guy goes noo. Going back to the noo, the cow goes moo. When the cow's wife talks to him, when they talk to each other, she says, no, no. She says, the cow says, da-da-da-da. What's the name? He goes, no. And this wife talks to her husband. He goes, no, the cow goes, moo. And this, no. It's very similar. It's just a difference between a nun and a mem. It's a similar sometimes speech. Huh?
Sometimes it's better.
Which is also true. Sometimes it's better. But that's a rachmanis if it's sometimes better. It's a big rachmanis. Yeah, but sometimes these rachmanis can go on for 20, 30, 40 years. It's rachmanis. It's not that. That's not alechad chidl. That's a big, big b'day effort. But it's true. Sometimes it's better than not to say. It's true. But we're talking about good things. To say good things. To say good things. You're free to speak. You're free to speak.
Is that like our plea for his bodhidus?
Well, we're not in his bodhidus. Then we're in the Shachris min Chamarv.
Right.
So, but by asking Hashem to open my lips, that means that I, even when it comes to my regular davening, we're asking Hashem to help me that I'm going to not only speak the words that are printed in my Siddur, but I'm going to be able to pour my heart into these words. I'm going to be able to open my lips and pour my heart into these words.
So he's only just in regular
speaking on mutual rules? No, they help each other. They help, they strengthen each other. They work together, for sure. For sure, they help each other. They work together, 100%. That's what Rabbi Nelson says. B'nois of the kach. So it's an amazing thing, because we're living through a time where the very same kli that a person is sinning with, but the person's with the phone that he has, that unfortunately there are many people that are looking at terrible things and involved in terrible things with their phone. The very same kli is the kli that they're trying to talk to somebody with. And people are talking, but they're not saying anything they're not saying things that are be'emes in the heart. They're not saying anything that's really in the heart. It used to be that a person sat down and would write a letter and would think and would put certain emotions onto a piece of paper. But now with all of these things, with the phone and with the computer, they're more and more and more and more diburim, that it just stops diburim, that they come and they go. It comes onto the screen for a second, delete, it's here, it's not there. It's not diburim, these are not diburim. So people have people are saying things more than they've ever said before. They're saying that they're leaving all these messages and they're talking on the phones. But the very same kli is something which is disabling them from speaking in a real and sincere way. Because that very same kli is so much a part of all that's wrong with what's happening now in our lives and the world. So the very same thing that you're using to speak is disabling you from speaking in a real way. So instead, you just speak like everybody else speaks, whatever. Stop. Speaking is very connected to our blood, which is connected to the nefesh. And when our blood becomes polluted through our averus, machmas taivus, through our taivus, our inappropriate desires, pollutes our blood, damages our blood. Chatoim azainis akir. So there's this pollution, there's this filth that enters into the blood system, and this balbal diburo, and that has an effect upon our speech. Because we're taught in the Svarim HaKadoshim, we're taught in the Kabbalah Svarim about this very, very deep connection between speaking and the person's circulatory, is that what it's called? The blood goes through. That's a very deep connection. It's the nefesh, ki adam hu benef, dam hu anefesh. The bleeding, the blood, and the nefesh, and speaking are very deeply connected. So in this balbal diburo, when he's not able to say, he's not able to speak in the right way. So here's what Rabbi Nachman says, that he just put the three dots, but in Lukut Amran Kuf Nun Vav, in the first chelk, the name of the Torah is Leiv Tahor Birali Elokim. The name of the Torah is the Pasuk in Tilim, where David Melech asks Hashem, Leiv Tahor Birali Elokim. A lot of people say it wrong, they say Borali. But it's not borally that Hashem created. It's bira. We're asking Hashem, leif tohar birali elokim, create within me a new heart, leif a pure heart, leif tohar birali elokim, ruach nachon chadesh bekirbi. Now ruach it means speaking. Leif tohar birali elokim. So Rabbi Nachman says, kimash medav medav any kind of bichnezokai, just like he brought down, that the words that we speak to Hashem are like our bechina, an aspect of Ruach HaKadosh. But Dalal Ramel Chalav Shalom Shohayim Alos Gedoy Lamoi Yisim Mizeh Sefer Tehillim. And Rabbi Nachman says that David HaMelech was a very, very high level of Ruach HaKadosh. This is where Tehillim comes from. These are the Diburim of David HaMelech that we call Tehillim, and that we have Tehillim. And Kol Echad Lefi Bechina So Bechina Ruach HaKadosh. And each one of us has like a Tehillim sitting inside of us, our own Tehillim inside, not David HaMelech's Tehillim, not something else. We have our own Tehillim. That was David Melch's Tehillim. Kamesha Kosel Vecho Amar Libi, as we learned, my heart speaks to you. Kamesha Pirish Rashi Lecho means Beshvilcha Beshlichuscha. My heart is speaking to you, and my heart was sent to say these words by you, to you. Omar Libi, Lecho Amar Libi, Shekol Hadvarim Shehalev Oimer, Heim Divrei Hashem Yisbarach Mamash. That everything that the heart tells a person, those are Divya Hashem, it's a Bechin of Ruach HaKadosh. Not what the person just stand talks, but what the heart is saying. That's a Bechin of Ruach HaKadosh, an aspect of Ruach HaKadosh. Now, say that. Then he says afterwards, V'liz kais l'zeh. So how is a person zeichet to have such words, such Ruach HaKadosh? How's a person zeichet to that? That the heart is Hashem's, that Hashem is speaking to you through your own heart, and that those words come to you from Hashem. So Ibn Achman says, "V'lizkeis lazeh, tzarech taharas halev." In order for this to work, you have to have a pure heart. The taharas halev, hayidei shemislahev uboer libo laHashem isbach. So he says, taharas halev comes when a person's heart is on fire for Hashem. Aideze nitar halev. Through that, the heart becomes a lev tahor, a pure heart. Why? It's something that we're all familiar with, except when it comes to kashering ovens, but to kashering our kitchens for Pesach. Ki neged shenislahev v'nivrala ve'ru taivara. Because the heart has become impure as a result of the fire of one's passions and desires, impure passions and desires. And as a result of that, the heart becomes impure and the blood becomes damaged. And as a result of that, speech is impaired. So Ibn Achim says, Ki neged shenislahev v'nivrala ve'ru taivara, chas v'sholom shemizeh nitma libay. That's how the heart became defiled and impure. With words that, with feelings and emotions that are passionate. The passion the person had to say Lashon Hara, the passion the person had to say to do something, God forbid, Naveh, or to look at something bad, whatever it is, there's a fire. And that fire caused the heart of the taiva, of the tumah, made the heart impure. Neged zeh, so how do you kasher your heart? So there's a din of Kabbalah Kach Palter. Everybody knows that the same way something was absorbed, that's how you get rid of it. No. So the same way, so since the oven absorbed the chametz or the tarfis through a fire, the only way you can kasher the oven is what? With a fire. That's a klal and halachin in your day. Kabbalah kach polta. You can't kasher the oven with water. You have to kasher the oven. How did it become treif? It became treif with fire. And the only way you can extract and get rid of that treif is with fire. So since the heart became impure, became treif, with the fire of one's taivis, of desire, negezet sarach shiyislahe v'yivar libo l'Hashem Yisbarach. The only way to kasher the treif of heart is with the fire of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's with the fire of a Yiddish kite that's a fire, not a boring, complacent, uninspired Yiddishkeit. Only a Yiddishkeit that's fire. How do you do that? Right, they say Yitar Libay. Kol Dova Shayova Beish, Tavi Beish. There's that klal. Goes back to Chumash, where it says Kol Dova Shayova Beish, Tavi Beish. Like Clay Midian. That anything, that any of the Kalim there were in the fire, even as they became Tarfis, because of fire, they became Trey. You have to kasha with fire. And when you have this fire to kasher your heart, now your heart becomes a lev tahar. And when the heart is pure, then the words that come from the heart are diburim chadashim, are new words, are sincere words that are coming from a heart that's pure, that's clean. It's ruach hakodesh. It's a lev tahar b'roli elokim. We're asking Hashem, please help me to purify my heart. Azai, ruach nachon chadesh bekirbi. She yizkel chadesh diburim. Ruach is speech. Ruach mamala. And through a pure heart, ruach nachon chadesh bekirbi. Then I could have new words. Shem b'chinesh ruach ha-kadesh kanal. So then you ask, how do you make a fire in the heart? How do you, a fire for Hashem is baruch, to purify the heart? So that's the second part of the Torah. We're not going to learn that now. That's in Kutnum Vav. But I'll just tell you the first sentence. How do you come to a fire for Hashem? How do you get the oven burning? Who are you? It's through movement, motion. Because whenever there's motion, that's how you generate warmth. Through moving, that's how things get warm. As we see, if you put wax at the top of an arrow and that you shoot the arrow, it goes very fast, it melts the imas ha'shayva machmas ha'chamimas ha'valiyad. When a person is running around, he's moving, he's walking, he starts to perspire, he gets hot. Even when a person is sitting still and he's not moving, but his thoughts are beginning to run, he starts to get hot. It's an amazing thing. You didn't go anywhere. You're just sitting still. But your thoughts are running. You start to get warm. You got tnu, ha-machshav? The Ikar Tanuri says the main motions, movement comes from the mind. First the mind was resting and quiet. When you're moving, when you're running from one thought to another thought, you get warm. Therefore, when a person is sleeping, when people are sleeping, they want to be covered with a blanket because you're not moving. You're still, and your thoughts are still. So when you're lying there still and your mind is still, you get cold. You like to be covered. You're looking for something to warm you. So the question, how do you get the oven started when it comes to ruchnius? This is not really what we're learning right now, but when a person's mind is constantly running from one thought of Torah to another thought of Torah, from one thought of Hashem, what Hashem does for you in your life, to another thought of what Hashem does for you in your life. When your mind and your heart are running and racing in holy things, that's how the oven gets going. That's the hislavus, that's the fire. And through that fire, you're able to be megarish, you're able to cleanse yourself of the ruach, of that tumah, of that treif that's inside, the ruach shtus that's in the person, is matar libo, and then you're able to speak diburim chadash. You're able to speak diburim chadash, and he talks about this can also, by attaching yourself to a tzaddik, when you become connected to a tzaddik also, this is a very strong way of cleaning out. And he goes to other things in this tire, it's a long tire. I mean, it's not so long. So he talks about how a person can cause this oven of that's filled with all the tarfis of the other side, how to clean it out. And then when the oven is clean, then it's a leif tahor. And leif tahor, ready, barali lokim, then ruach nachayin chadesh bekirbi. Then there are diburim that pour out from the heart, And there are many reasons why women bechlal are more expressive than men. And they were created that way. As Chazal tell us in many places that the Asar Kam Shal Sikha, there are 10 portions of speech in the world, and women have 9 of them. And everybody uses that and they start laughing, they make jokes about it. It's a very deep inyuma. That is the diburim of a woman as opposed to the silence of a man, except when it comes to Narishkeit, the men are able to talk. And there are many, many things to talk about, but sometimes like Moshe said, sometimes it's better not to say. But why is it that it's hard? But if you understand that every person understands that somebody sitting in an office his whole day, and all kinds of things that he's exposed to in the office and walking on the street, while his wife is sitting home with their holy and pure children, and this husband comes back and he's got nothing to say, is because there's such a tumor that his heart was affected by being outside of the house, that his heart has become so treif, that it has lard and chaza from being at work all day. And then he comes home and he can't say diburim that are yaitzim and alei, because the heart has become so filled with things during the day. The wife is, again, I'm talking in a traditional setup. I understand that nowadays many of the women go to work and they're also having tsars. And there are maybe men nowadays that are staying home, and maybe for them it's better now. I'm just saying a general thing, so I shouldn't get into trouble and, you know, anything like that. But the old-fashioned model of things, the women that are with the children and the men are with the Sitra Achra all day. The women are with the Sitra Dikdusha, with the children, even if they're difficult and annoying, but the children are holy. And the men are sitting in an office with all kinds of treifus and the veilus. So they're out on the street. How is this person supposed to come home and speak the worm from a leif tahor barali lukim? The guy is so the oven has become so messed up over the day. It's not dibur. She has to consider herself lucky that the guy showed up at all after the day that he went through. He just came home. There are many, many other parts to this, but this is a big part of it. There are hints to this in the Pasuk and Shmais. This is when Paro will say, when Bnei Yisrael were escaping, that Paro will save them, they're lost in the desert. They're off track. They are astray in the desert. Sagar aleihem hamidbar, the wilderness has closed in on them. Those are significant. Sagar aleihem hamidbar, the midbar has closed in on them. They're stuck. As Paro was saying, the Jews are stuck. The midbar has closed in on them. The desert, the wilderness, has closed in on them. But the tzaddikim that explain that there's a much deeper meaning to this. Nevuchim heim ba'aretz. Nevuchim means munachim shkum heim ba'aretz. It's a drait. They're lost ba'aretz. Ba'aretz means in all kinds of physical things, taivas, desires, and things of this world, all that they eat and fresh, and things that are not allowed, things that are allowed, but they're filled with physical things. Nevuchim munachim shkum heim ba'aretz. Ba'aretz. Lachain, and as a result of that, sogar aleihem hamidbar. The desert has closed in on them, but on a deeper level, it means sagar aleihem hamidbar, the ability to speak is shut. Sagar aleihem hamidbar. Midbar, desert, is a lashon of midaber. Sagar aleihem hamidbar. That because they are lost, ba'aretz, nevuchim hem ba'aretz, they are lost in physical taivas, and physical desires. The result of being lost in physical desires and that impurity that it brings is sagar aleihem hamidbar. The ability to speak is closed. Hamidbar is the medaber. They can't say words that are coming from the heart, because the heart is tameh. The heart is tameh. Therefore, they can't say dvar mayotzim min halev. That's why when people come to shul and they know that when they're in shul that they're expected to say dvar mayotzim min halev, but they can't because of all the stuff in their lives. They can't. So instead, they talk about a lot of other stuff, even the one that doesn't normally talk much. But they talk in shul about others. Because there's no way to explain b'dach ha-teva the kind of talking that goes on in shul. It can't be explained b'dach ha-teva. There's something strange about how people feel this need to talk in shul. Strange. It's not a regular thing. There's something very, very strange about it. And this is one of the nekudas. This is one of the nekudas. Because a person knows that here I should be speaking. This is a place for diburim, but I don't have a pure heart, and therefore I'm not worthy of saying these words of the siddur. Forget about other words from his bodhis, but even the words of the siddur, what am I going to do? So instead, when did you quarantine? Whatever it is, you know, whatever the latest hack is. We're talking and talking about it. More, diburim, diburim, diburim. And if you tell somebody not to talk, you're the biggest rush in the world. People get very emotional about it. It's a very deep in you. They say, so good. Saga aleihem hamidbar. These are people who are stuck in the midbar. And because they're stuck in the midbar, they can't speak words of holiness. Any word of davening is painful. Only when they taste a little bit of tahara by Yom Kippur, they could say, Hashem Elokim Hashem. And a little bit after whole Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so the heart has become a little bit kashered. So there's a kasher in Yom Kippur. Yom Hazeh yichaper leichem l'tahara eschem. So since they went through the tahara, the kashering of Yom Kippur, then finally when it comes to the last 2 minutes of Yom Kippur, they could say what? Hashem Elokim, and they mean it. Hashem Elokim. But then by the next day, he's back in shul. So how did COVID affect you? The next day, back in shul, regular. Finished. He had that moment of pureness at the end of Yom Kippur. He was in a place of leif tohu b'ra'al Elokim, and therefore he was able to speak words that come from the heart. But then, sagar aleihem hamidbar. Sagar aleihem. Then the paro, it closes up again. Sagar aleihem hamidbar. Like paro is is pera. Can't speak. Pera. Can't say anything else. It's finished. The diburim are done. Ein hem yichol medar b'noicha p'nei Hashem. Ein hem yichol medar b'noicha p'nei Hashem. They could speak, and they could say also all kinds of shiurim. So somebody, there was this rabbi that was talking to me today about his problems with the davening in shul, the davening is not. So I asked him, so what do you suggest? What are you trying? He said he wants shiurim. He's going to, that there should be more shiurim on iyun hatfil. So I know Shlomo Yonah is smart because he knows that, like, after he said that to me that he had to duck. He needs more shiurim to explain what the words mean in the Siddur. I said, are you kidding? He needs more. I said, I'm all for Ian Tvila. I'm all for learning what the Siddur is. I love that. And it's nice to give a shiur. But if you think that's going to fix the problem, that's not the problem. That's not the problem. No. The problem is not to come up with 14 pshatim and what Ashrei means. So now he walks out and he knows there's a machlokes between the Malbim and the Radak and the Sudas about the meaning of the word Ashrei. And now he's going to start davening. No more Kiddush club, no more talking, no more tent, whatever. He's in davening. Why? Because he taught him there's a machlokes between the Malbim and the Radak. So now he's going to daven. Oh, I never knew what Ashrei meant. Hey, this is great. Ashrei Yoshrei Visa. No. That might work for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Helps a little bit for sure. That's not it. So much deeper than that. Emuna 001. The real problem is he doesn't feel he's talking to anybody.
Maybe he's not.
Right, he's not talking to the Baruch Shalom. Yeah, but the problem is, why isn't he? So he could feel that he could feel that because of things in his life that he's done wrong, that the Baruch Shalom's not coming to listen to him. There's no Baruch Shalom listening to him. A lot of the kids feel that, and then the adults, that what am I going to talk? He wants to hear from me. He doesn't want to hear from me. I have nothing to say. And even if the things I have to say, why should I listen to a person like me? There are many reasons. But the root is that this lev tahor of a Jew has been damaged. It's very, very badly damaged. And because of the damage of the lev, the heart has become filled with tarfas. That's what Rabbi Nachman is saying, is that so the heart is not getting these words from Hashem. The Ruach HaKodesh is not there. The words are not coming. It's a painful sugya. But it's not because of a new pshat. It's not because of another morning of breakfast and learning, Sunday morning breakfast and learning what Ashrei means. And the saddest thing for me is that the rabbi is the one who thinks that. So if the rabbi thinks that, and he's got 300, 400 people davening by him, so then my yasu is over here, then what's going to be? What's going to be? Emuna, taharas halev, dveikus basha. We'll talk about it a little bit in Mirsham tomorrow morning when we start the dveikus and bayom dakech, what this is. This sickness, this misunderstanding, this misinterpretation. To understand the inner ahava, dveikus. They're mostly in the most of they only don't even talk anymore about ahava and dveikus. It's not to even talk about. Just halavai should come to shul and to say what's on the sit. Ahava, dveikus. Right. That's crazy stuff. That's for Chavetz Chaim, somebody else. That's not for us. And together with the tarfis that we got over the years, the words are not coming out. The words are just not coming out. So we'll continue, Mr. Shum, to think about, to learn about, and to work on kashering the hearts and speaking true words like HaKadosh Baruch Hu.